my thoughts, they don't change. They don't change week in, week out. I just want my performance to be motivation. I want my performance to be I wanted to the end result to be a winning effort, naturally. And it's just it's disappointing because I know guys are playing hard and the ball is just not bouncing our way. When it comes down to it late in the game, we're not executing as a team efficiently early on in the game, and so we put ourselves in some pretty crappy situations.
Some of the two penalties worked at the end, two touchdowns called against you. You feel snakebit, like this isn't your season, or you should have put yourself in that position.
You know, you can't blame the officials because we put ourselves in those positions. Like you said, it's really tough to point the finger when we have so many opportunities to do well, and that's what makes it hurt so bad. It's because it's our stuff. We're doing that. You know, we're creating those penalties. They're not coming out of nowhere. We're putting the referees in a situation where they have to throw the flag, and they do.
How frustrating is it you can't score first quarter?
Yes.
You cannot score. What is the feeling in the hunger when you look up and say, everything
you've done again? You know, I don't think we look at it so negatively because we're actually trying to score. So, when it doesn't happen, we're not sitting there the whole second quarter saying, oh damn, we didn't score the first quarter. We're actually trying to put points on the board, and it's just not working. And it's not scheme, it's not the plays that are being called, it's the players. Putting ourselves in first and 15s and second and 10s, second and 20s, second and 15s, it's our issue, and it has nothing to do with the scheme.
Grant, how will you personally regroup or five eyes here?
Do as much relaxing as possible. Golf.
Wonder what you would have course you must play golf.
Yeah, definitely golfing and just chilling out. You know, I think that's the best thing because, you know, just as the season goes on, the only thing that you really need is rest. And time off, and it's really good when the bye week comes in the middle of the season as opposed to the first couple weeks, because you're really getting it, you know, getting able to push the reset button halfway through the season.
How about the atmosphere here? Did you feel a different vibe? Can you just talk about the atmosphere and the game here?
I thought it was an honor to play in Wembley Stadium. I think it was really cool. I love the fact that the support was strong, and seems like the fans are very knowledgeable on what was going on out there on the football field. And I was surprised, and it was definitely an exciting atmosphere. And as far as the players, I mean, it was a business trip. I didn't think that I didn't think that the travel affected us at all. And it felt like a normal game.
They've been rolling that safety over on your side now. I think it's at least two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Three, but yet you're still getting open. I guess that means double teams are no excuse.
Well, you know, it's just the timing of it. You know, and it's a roll of the dice. You know, if they're, you know, sometimes they don't do the double team and we have a run play or the play's not designed to come to me. And Kyle does a really good job of being able to recognize the coverages and knowing when there's opportunity to get me the ball, and he does a great job of doing that. So the only thing I can do is run the route. I don't know. Most of the time, I don't know what the heck's going on behind me, if they're bringing a linebacker underneath the route, or all I can see is the safety in the corner, and that's pretty much, you know, out of my control. So I just run the routes as hard as I can possibly go, and Kyle delivers the ball.